Yes, we now have some good news. You will probably be breathing a sigh of relief. A Norwich scientist has helped to give names to 65,000 new species of microbe. You can puzzle your friends by asking them when they last saw a Jupicella typhacea. A Norfolk County councillor won a battle with his energy supplier, thanks to help from Norfolk Citizens Advice. Chatterbox was the subject of a full-page feature on Saturday the 1st of October. Unfortunately, we cannot show you the pictures of our chair, Roger Ryan, and our team leader, Christine Gillam, that accompany the feature. And there were two encouraging tree stories. Norfolk County Council is launching a scheme to plant 1 million trees in memory of the Queen. And a seven-year-old is going nuts because he has discovered that money does grow on trees. Paul will start, but is not going to list all of the 65,000 new species with their pseudo-Latin names.
They are all around us, and in some cases, inside us. Smaller than the naked eye can see, we're surrounded by microbes, such as microscopic animals, fungi, viruses, and bacteria. Scientists discover thousands of new microbes every year, and at some point, each of them has to be given a name. And that is where Professor Mark Palin from the Norwich Research Park-based Quadrum Institute comes in. He and a team of researchers in the UK and Austria have recently named a whopping 65,000 different kinds of microbe. Professor Palin says microbiology is a victim of its own success, with tens of thousands of new species discovered in recent years, but most had not been given names. Their work draws on a long tradition of creating well-formed but arbitrary Latin names for new species. In the past, bacteria have been given descriptive names or have been named after people or places. But that approach only delivers about 1,000 new names for species per year, and there is a backlog of more than 50,000. At that rate, it would take 50 years to name them all, by which time scientists will have found millions more. But the work Professor Palin and his colleagues are doing has sped up that process by using a computer program to generate tens of thousands of distinctive but easy-to-use names, which bear no resemblance to any existing words. To comply with the requirement that bacteria names should be in Latin, the team combined arbitrary strings of letters from the Latin alphabet with grammatically well-formed feminine suffixes. The result is a set of names that look like Latin, even though they're actually meaningless.
People have been urged to check energy firms are using correct meter readings by a county councillor who won a battle over a bill which was thousands of pounds too high. British Gas has apologised to Brian Watkins, leader of the Liberal Democrat group at Norfolk County Council, after meter reading blunders saw his monthly direct debit shoot up from £36.31 to 1,063.12. In April, he received a bill for £5,347.86 for the period from December last year to March this year, way higher than he had been expecting. Mr. Watkins, who lives in Eton, questioned the bill, but British Gas told him he would have to pay it. So he sought help from Norwich Citizens Advice Bureau. British Gas sent an engineer round in August who said two previous meter readings had been taken incorrectly and the issue would be sorted out. Yet even after the engineer's report, British Gas still said Mr. Watkins would need to pay the money. It was only after more intervention from Citizens Advice Bureau staff that the power company conceded it had got it wrong. A British Gas spokesman said it had systems in place to check for unusual meter readings, but they had not worked in this case. They said, "We would like to apologise to Mr. Watkins for the error in his billing. We can assure him this is now fixed, and we have provided £150 in compensation for the distress this has caused."
Meet the organisation which keeps partially sighted and blind people up to date with the evening news. Talking newspaper Chatterbox, based in King Street, has provided a link to the city's news since 1979. And on September the 29th, the evening news team were invited down for a guest spot, reading out some of the week's top stories. Roger Ryan, who took over as chairman of Chatterbox in the summer, said, "It's a fabulous service. It's free for all our listeners and helps people to keep up to date with the news on a weekly basis. Whatever's happened in and around the city, whether it's about Norwich City, the local council, or anything in between. The city is a wonderful place to live, and we want to help those who can't read the papers or online articles a way to keep up to date with everything. Chatterbox has 95 volunteers who devote their time to help create the recordings for the charity's 400 strong listeners."
A scheme to get 1 million trees planted in Norfolk has been relaunched, with people urged to plant one to honour Queen Elizabeth II. Norfolk County Council is offering half-price tree packs as part of the drive to get more trees planted. Earlier this year, the authority encouraged people to take part in Jubilee Trees for Norfolk, and following the Queen's death, the council hopes people will join the scheme to create a lasting tribute. The county council has made half-price tree packs available at 7 tree collecting points, including Norwich, County Hall and Broadland Country Park, Acle and Long Stratton. People can apply online at www.norfolk.gov.uk/jubileetrees. And packs will be ready for collecting in the planting season between December 2022 and February 2023. The Jubilee Trees for Norfolk scheme is being funded by Norfolk County Council and the Government through the Trees Outside Woodland project.
It may sound nuts, but Tyler Thurston has found a new way to top up his pocket money: by selling walnuts which have fallen from a tree at his home. The 7-year-old, who goes to Cossie Primary School, hit on the idea as a way to raise money to decorate his bedroom. The 7-year-old's business was born, selling bags of walnuts for £1, from a stall outside his home. The lad told his dad, "See, money does grow on trees." His dad, Gary Thurston, 38, said, "We are currently trying to convince Mummy to let us have chickens, so Tyler can also sell eggs from his stall." He is hoping that making a little extra pocket money and being able to buy the things he wants will encourage Tyler to spend more time out of doors. He said, "Tyler wants to be a YouTuber when he is older, so he spends a lot of time indoors. I will always support what he wants to do, but all children think they will be the next big thing. We want him to have all the things we didn't have, but we also want him to understand where things come from. Tyler is looking at adding chestnuts to his stock, and we'll be picking some next week."
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were Paul Henderson and myself, Ruth Murray. Part two will follow immediately with Information Desk, another set of news, and a feature about a local brass band.